Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come on. Sheila Vijarasa is an intuitive mentor of brave souls on their corporate journey, a courageously live your life entrepreneur, a corporate disruptor, a spiritual teacher, an executive coach, and she is the author of the book, Brave, Courageously Live Your Truth. Excited to have you on, Sheila. Welcome.
Thank you, George. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, super excited to have you. Sheila, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
George, you know, I'm passionate about being brave. My book is called Brave because I feel like I've been brave in my life. You know, we quite often think of bravery in the larger sense, in terms of saving people, rescuing them from a fire or drowning. We rarely think of being brave in the smaller sense, of having the courage to be, you know, authentic to ourselves, to our calling. So for myself, I climbed the corporate ladder all the way to the top. I finished as a finance director. I did an MBA. And all the way through my corporate career, I had this knowing and a feeling and a sensing that there was something different that I meant to do with my life. You see, I come from a line of mediums on my mum's side of the family, highly intuitive souls. And I loved reading about astrology and intuition and spirit guides. And I couldn't really understand why. Because I was raised in a culture and a family where, you know, you had to be successful. You had to have a proper job. You had to have multiple degrees. That was my limiting belief, I guess. So I got to finance director and I'd had a spiritual awakening a few years prior. And I don't know how many of your listeners have had spiritual awakenings, but once you're awake, you really can't go back to sleep. You can't go back sort of to the old way of thinking. So after I had my awakening, I had this real need to start to use my abilities as a medium. And a medium is someone who does connect to the other side. The other side's being passed over souls. I don't just do that. You know, I really assist women and men in their spiritual awakening process because no two spiritual awakening processes look the same. You know, it's kind of messy. It's pretty unglamorous and it doesn't appear on social media, that's for sure.
So even though you come from a family line of mediums, there was still the expectation of MBA, big job, climb corporate ladder.
Do you know, George, we had the abilities, but no one really spoke about it. I feel there was a level of hiding from the abilities, probably understanding that the 3D reality doesn't really appreciate it or know what to do with those kinds of gifts. I think right now, in the year we're in, I think people are really starting to step up and shine in terms of their spiritual gifts of healing and speaking and motivational speaking. But years ago, I just don't think that was valued in the same way. And so I think through the generations, it was, you know, a real value set was placed on money and finances and having kind of a steady, reliable job. I think with the sacrifice perhaps of, you know, what we're meant to do or what feel, you know, what we call to do, I guess.
You said 3D reality?
Yeah, I did.
Well,
have you heard that word, 3D reality?
I wrote it down because I'm not sure what that means.
Well, I guess from a spiritual perspective, there's different dimensions. And so this is the third dimension. And so you might hear some people go, oh, they're so 3D, which means I think thinking you're 3D means you really believe that what exists is only here. Mm. However, if you start to open up to spirituality or universal consciousness or higher power, you start to realize that there are other dimensions, the fourth and fifth dimension and beyond. And that's kind of higher vibrational. That's where we have our thoughts are a bit cleaner and purer. That's where we start to have more compassion and gratitude. You know, that's where we start to access our calling.
So calling somebody 3D is like calling them basic.
Well, it's, you know, I'm 3D. I'm not going to name call. I can be very 3D. I think it's just, you know, it's great to have an awareness that there's something more.
So when you talk about having a spiritual awakening, is that coming to the realization that there are more than the dimensions that we're accustomed to this 3D?
Yeah, I guess on many senses, that's one of the hallmarks. It's realizing that there is a higher power guiding you. There's a universe that has your back. You start to notice more signs and you have more synchronicity after your spiritual awakening. You realize kind of there is something co-creating your life with you, and your thoughts create your reality. The other hallmarks I find of the awakening process after you go through, in my book, I call it the dark night of courage. You know, it is your crisis in your life. You realize that you may have been living your life by someone else's beliefs instead of values. And the awakening is to come home to yourself. It's to come home and say, what do I actually want to do? How do I want to live my life? Do I really want to be in this marriage, in this job, live in this city, live in this country? Because you might have had dreams that you swept away. And the awakening is honoring yourself on so many levels.
I love it, and I do feel like this is it's a really, really challenging time, and all I whatever, I don't need to say the qualifiers. So hope everybody's okay, assuming that everybody is. It's a wonderful time to be really digging in and questioning everything in our own lives as we question so many of society's things. Is there something going on, for lack of a better term, spiritually or energetically, that is helping with that process?
Right now, you know, during COVID, is that what you're referring to,
Yeah.
George? You know, I think a lot of people in the spiritual community, I could even call it the light worker community, have a viewpoint that this is an awakening for many people. You know, we can't be distracted right now. And Sydney, where I live, we're in our 10th week of lockdown and with pretty strict conditions. And in some ways, it means we have to sit alone with our thoughts and our emotions, and there are very little distractions. And so, if you use that time wisely and do some introspective work, do some healing, perhaps have some online sessions with a coach, a mentor, or a healer, or a counselor, it's a good time to do the inner work. Because once the doors open and we all can socialize, we get distracted again. We absolutely get social connection, and there's so many gifts that come from that. But right now, it's a time for us to sort of redesign our life potentially. To put, you know, really reevaluate what we value and what we don't, and to make the changes. And, you know, I had an old friend say to me, don't ever waste a crisis, you know, because a crisis can be very exhausting. It's very debilitating, and there's a real chaos with it. You don't want too many in your lifetime. However, when we have a good chaotic time in our life, we stand to like rebirth ourselves, like a new version of ourselves. If you use that time wisely. So yeah, I think it is a great spiritual awakening is happening right now. I think in the years to come, we're all going to be so much more conscious and connected and compassionate. And before COVID, we were so disconnected. You know, the biggest thing is the valuing of connection. So if that's not an awakening, I don't know what is.
Amen. So what does a person have to gain from a spiritual awakening?
You know, before an awakening, there's a feeling, and I write this in the second and first chapter of my book, there's a feeling of lost. There's a feeling, I know I was lost, and I was putting a lot of effort into my career and aspects of my life that I don't think would ever fulfill me in the way I hope they would. And I was following a lot of other people's dreams, and I wasn't also looking at some of my childhood wounding. You know, I was really keeping myself distracted. So, what you gain from an awakening is an ability to work on all these parts of yourself. And then at the other side of that is you do track the love you want. You do reevaluate. So, perhaps that corporate job that you feel wedded to, you start to get a sense of, you know, maybe I could change my life. Maybe I have a different type of job. Or maybe I take the leap into doing my side hustle, my dream job. You know, you might evaluate your relationship and it might be good relationship, or you might be scared to leave them, but you might think, hey, maybe I can be brave enough to work on this marriage or even leave it. You know, it takes courage and a lot of energy and vitality to make the changes in your life. So on the other side of an awakening is I don't want to use the word life of your dreams, because that seems a bit airy fairy. It's living into the vision that you feel really clear about and creating it.
I love it. And you can tell me if I'm flat wrong or close wrong or if I'm spot on. So I summon the bravery and the courage, and I use this time to dig in and to do the work. And I read your book, and it lays out the steps that I need to be going through. And am I to understand that in so doing, and once I figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, and I start taking positive action towards reaching that, that the universe will conspire to help me get there?
You know, I truly believe that. The universe not only will help you conspire to get there, I've had moments when I've mentored my students and this destination point they feel like they haven't arrived at, and then a month later, an even better destination point opens up. So you're either going to get the dream and the vision that you want for yourself, or something even better will open up that you may not have dreamt for yourself. The thing is, you need big, courageous action. Every week I get my clients in our sessions, I'm like, what are you doing this week to change your life? What new habit are you forming? What new belief set? But what action are you taking? If you want a new job, you've got to update your resume. If you want love, you've got to get out on the dating apps. You might have a limiting belief about the dating apps, but it's an action you take that may guarantee a door being open to love, right? So you got to have big, courageous action. You got to watch out for the signs from the universe. I teach this, how to receive signs from the universe. And I love, this is one of my favorite courses to teach, because the amount of signs all my students receive is phenomenal. You start to realize you are just not alone. And then once you realize you're co-creating with this higher force, it becomes a daily practice.
Yeah, I imagine that once you start to actually see something happening, like anything else, you start to get good at it. You become more confident in it. So I was always a person that I was like, let stuff come to me. That's preposterous. I'm just going to run through the wall, right? And I'm going to make it happen. And as I've been trying to do this work in my life and live my authentic life, it's like, okay, how do I'm worried that I'm forcing it.
You know, there is a dance we play between forcing an outcome and allowing it to come. I think this is where intuition is really powerful, and engaging in a morning channeling journal writing exercise where your gut will tell you, you know, I'm just beating my head against the wall here trying to find a job. Maybe I need to stay in this one and get promoted within my company. Like when you're trying to knock on doors and they're not opening, you need to go within and seek a new reality. So I agree with you. It's a dance. I feel like a morning connection with your spirit teams, inviting in guidance through dreams, channeling from a place of intuition teaches you how to read signs in your body. You know, you start to feel and know what that gut feeling feels like. You start to feel energy run down a side, left or right of you. And before you know it, your intuition's speaking to you. So, George, I guess you get better at saying, yep, I actually feel like I'm forcing an outcome here and I need to surrender a bit more. You get better at playing that dance with the universe.
Mm-hmm. Which certainly does make sense. Early on, you're going to be stepping on the universe's toes, but then eventually you're going to figure each other out.
Yeah, the universe will show you the way. You know, if you're off, you'll be shown it. I have one story where my ego really wanted this job in this company, and it was a company where I would have loved to have said I've worked. It was one of those kind of high power positions, and it was the fourth round of interviews because it was quite a senior role, so it was several rounds of interviews. I walked out on the street, and in the middle of the street, my handbag's strap snapped clean in two. It was a brand new Michael Kors handbag. And I remember staring at the handbag strap that snapped, thinking, I'm not meant to take this job. You know, it was a clear sign, and I was literally beating my head against the wall going, I want this. But my heart and soul wanted to do my psychic medium work. I wanted to start serving people. So instead of taking a demotion or exiting the corporate, I actually climbed up the ladder a bit more. And you know something? I didn't like that job. And every day when I logged onto my computer, I thought about that handbag strap snapping in two. So you can push your way through doors that aren't meant to open. I do feel we suffer when we do, though.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I love the title of your book. I love everything about your book and your work. But just the fact that it's great to be brave in those unique moments when, you know, somebody is in danger and we swoop in and save them. But it's more the bravery of doing hard things, little things every day. And it's the bravery of how am I going to explain this to the people that I care about when I make these big choices and big changes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, honoring ourselves and not abandoning ourselves is the most bravest thing we can do, because I think, you know, nearly everyone every day might do something that involves abandoning themselves if they don't have high level of self-love. You know, we'll put someone else's needs before our own, right? That's a big call I'm making. We'll put someone else's needs and self-sacrifice just to belong and just to feel loved. Yet bravery within yourself, where you live your life of authenticity, allows you to access the greatest level of self-love, the greatest level of love. But I think it takes something to actually do that. And it takes courage. And in my book, I map out the courageous path. Because to be honest, George, this was the book I wish I had in my late 20s. It would have made, you know, the next decade a lot easier. So I did a lot of self-abandonment. You know, I chose a lot of, I dated guys that weren't right for me. I took jobs that weren't right. And to be honest, the answers were always there within myself. I just was ignoring my intuition the whole time.
Do you think that's true for everybody, that the answers are there?
100%. You know, if you ask someone to speak and put their hand in their heart about what they want to do, after a while, you'll hear the truth. It might take a little while because you hear mother's voice, father's voice, all the different voices. And then suddenly when they regulate their nervous system and they come into breath and they just feel safe with you, suddenly you'll start hearing, you know, I've always wanted to. When I was a child, I would dream of. I started studying this thing and then I gave it up because I didn't think I could make an income from it. You know, you start hearing stories like that. Everyone knows what they want to do. It's just being brave enough to do it.
Well said. Well, Sheila, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
My difference-making tip, and this is a bit of an unorthodox one, George, is as a medium and a psychic, I read and connect with people's guides, and I teach people how to connect with their spirit team. So I recommend every morning connecting with your spirit guides and creating an energetic connection where you start receiving intuitive information from them. And then you start a daily morning journal practice. This will be one of the most powerful ways you connect with your guides and your intuition. And you'll start to feel really stronger about who you are and who you are in the world. It's a practice that you need to stick at, but it will change your life.
Well, I think that is great stuff. Definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
So I sit down, I take out my journal, and then what?
Well, do a meditation, and there's a lot of resources available. I have a spirit guide meditation on my website. You can use a lot of different apps. On YouTube, you can find a spirit guide meditation. And then after you connect with your guide, you'll find it becomes easier and easier to connect to them, because what you're doing is you're lifting your vibration and frequency, and the guides actually lower their frequency to connect with you. It's an energetic, you're just starting to match energetically. And then after a while, you start to lift your energy higher and higher. They don't need to drop as much. And before you know it, a stream of consciousness will start coming through. And that's when you'll start to write. It's also called channeling. And people have asked me, the most common question I get is, how do I connect with my guides? Do I have spirit guides? Are they trying to communicate to me? And, you know, it's yes, yes, yes. And if you connect with that practice, you'll just start to find this information coming to you, and this knowing, this intuitive knowing about your life, and you'll start to trust yourself more. You start to ask for signs in that morning meditation. You know, spirit guide, show me a sign of a yellow butterfly, a yellow flower, a red heart, as a confirmation of the decision around the job, the decision around my boyfriend. you start to ask for sign, the frequency of the sign that you want to receive it in the next 24 hours. You'd be shocked. You'll get your sign.
Love it. Beautiful. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
You can reach out and find me on www.sheilav.co. Reach out and find me on Instagram. I'm Sheila_V_. Connect with me through my book, Brave, available on Amazon.com. And I'm on Facebook too, Be Brave Tribe.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Sheila your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to SheilaV.co, pick up a copy of Brave, Courageously Live Your Truth. Find her on Facebook at the, what's Facebook again?
Be Brave Tribe.
Be Brave Tribe. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Sheila.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.